Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Allie Bradley joins us now, News Nation's Southwest correspondent, and always does incredible reporting. And Allie, it's always great to chat with you. I feel like you enlighten your viewers and our listeners as to what's happening. Thanks for hopping on today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm down here in Yuma covering everything we need to know, what's going on with Title 42 and everything else.
Sir. Yeah. And can you reset the stage just a little bit? We've been saying Title 42 so often. I worry that we have some listeners maybe that quite aren't exactly aware of what it is and why it's in place. And could you just reset that for us a little bit?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So Title 42 is a pandemic era health code that was put into place under the Trump administration. Now, it was not created by President Trump. It was used in the 50s as well, but it was reinstated during COVID. And what it did was allowed for Border Patrol agents and agents at ports of entry, officers at ports of entry, to return people in an expedited manner under this health code because of a fear of spreading a virus, right, with COVID. So this was the tool that was used more than 2 million times since it's been in place to remove people from the country and send them back to Mexico. And under Title 42, there is no processing done. People are not put in the system. They have not been given any paperwork. They are not given the opportunity to claim asylum. They are literally kicked back into Mexico, and oftentimes they just try again. So a lot of law enforcement are saying right now that while it is in place, it is not fixed. Okay. It is not the fix. It is a band-aid. So that is where we are with Title 42. Now, it's been in contention for months now. We have gone through this three times where border communities braced for it to end, and it has stayed in place. So right now, we're waiting for oral arguments, which will be set in February through the Supreme Court, and then we will go from there.
Okay, so until then, it's in place. I just have one more question about how it works, because if they've removed people 2 million times, we still have had a big influx of people crossing the border. I guess what I'm saying is if Title 42 wasn't there, what would be the process for someone getting here? They'd be registered. They'd be written down. They'd have a court hearing. Like, what is, if Title 42 goes away, what's the change?
Yeah. So basically the majority of people right now are processed under Title 8. Title 8 is something, it's another policy that would allow for them to be waiting for their process. And
now we're kind of losing Allie a little bit.
Facilities.
Sorry, Allie, you were just cutting in and out again. No, you're fine. Can you restart again about Title 8, what that means?
Yes. So Title 8 is another policy that the majority of people are being released under, and that is the other policy. So you have Title 42 and you have Title 8. Title 8 will allow people to be detained and held during their processing, but we don't have the facilities and the capacity to actually hold migrants during those times. So what's happening is they're being released and they're put into what the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, they're usually given either an ankle monitor, which we're not seeing that as often anymore. They might be given a cell phone. It kind of acts as a tracking device. So they get to where they're going and then they have to check in with an ICE office. They likely will have a court date that won't be 2 to 5 years out.
So if Title 42 goes away,
majority of people.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Allie. I keep on interrupting you here, but you keep on cutting out for us. In fact, why don't I go put Allie on hold? Ashley, why don't we try and reconnect with her? She's just so great at explaining this stuff that when there's a pause, I know she's trying to say something else that is, of course, pertinent and important. And tell you what, we have one more break this hour. Why don't I take it right now? We'll try and reconnect with Allie. I think this is really important to try and dive into what's happening here. We'll do that after this on WGN. Continuing our chat with Allie Bradley, a News Nation Southwest correspondent, chatting about Title 42. Allie, thanks again for calling. Sorry for the connection issue.
No, it was definitely my fault. I'm in one place now. Yuma Wi-Fi, don't fail me now.
So we have
experienced some crazy stuff over the last few days.
Yeah, I imagine you have. Tell us a little bit about what you have experienced.
Yeah, so we've run into several migrants. The majority of who I'm running into in Yuma right now are people from Russia, from Moldova, from the country of Georgia, and from Cuba. And it's really interesting because those countries don't qualify for Title 42. So right now they're coming. They say the border's open. I asked them who tells them the border's open, and they say everyone. Everyone's telling them that the border is open right now, and that's what we're seeing across the board.
So Title 42, which is, again, as you said earlier, a COVID-based restriction to try and stop the spread of the disease, what are their countries on a list that get put on and pulled off based on the transmission rates in their country?
You know, I don't know if it's on transmission rates. It feels a lot more arbitrary than that, and that's what agents say as well. I will literally get a message from agents one week saying they are Title 42-ing people from Colombia, and the next week they're saying they're no longer doing that. Then one week, Venezuela's added. So it's pretty arbitrary from where I sit of who is on this list and who is not. And I think that's kind of by design, because they don't want people to know for sure if they're going to qualify or if they're not, right? Because that might impact the kind of open door policy that's there for some countries.
All right, I've got a what's probably a dumb question. You mean refugees or people from Russia, Georgia. Why are they in Yuma, Arizona? What is the access point that they're coming into?
Yeah, so they're literally flying, not walking at all, not taking buses. They are flying right to the door. They're going to Tijuana. From there, they were told that there was an organization or a place that they were staying that was closing, and so it was time for them to go. And they are literally Ubering to a highway on the Mexico side where they're stacking up cars, and smugglers are ushering these people out of the vehicles and across our border. And that's what, I mean, plain as day. I asked the guy from Moldova, I said, what do you mean is the border open? He said, yeah, they told me it's open, and now is the time to come.
So if they aren't under 42, I guess this gives us a sense of what would happen if it went away. If it doesn't fall under 42, they are, repeat, what happens then? They're supposed to get an ankle bracelet and a court date?
Yeah, I know, it's a lot, right? So usually they'll be processed under Title 8, and it's a full process that they have to do, and that's another thing. We don't have the manpower for it, so agents say taking away Title 42 is really daunting because that means something that would normally take a couple of minutes to return someone to Mexico, it's now going to take an hour or so because they have to do all of the paperwork for that person. The paperwork will include a notice to appear, which is a court hearing, but it might be 2 to 5 years out. So these people that are coming from Russia, what my agent's saying is they might be held and then returned, but the likelihood of that, because we don't have space to hold anybody right now, is pretty slim. So they're likely going to be released into the country with some kind of what they say are removal proceedings, and it will likely be a notice to appear at a court in whatever their final destination is.
Okay, so under, like, let's say perfect scenarios of how this should work, and perfect's the wrong word for it, but I guess under the letter of the law, if there was no Title 42, if this ends up going away, what should happen is they should cross the border. If they cross the border, they end up being detained until their court date, but since we don't have the space to detain, that's what's causing them to be released on their own reconnaissance with a bracelet and a court date for 2 to 5 years later. But under ideal situations, at least as how the law is written, they should be detained until that court date.
You're exactly right. And that was kind of what MPP was as well, which was the Remain in Mexico policy, where people would come over and then there were certain allotments where they could send a certain amount of people back to Mexico to await for their court date to end. A lot of people get that confused with Title 42. Title 42 does not kick them back to Mexico to await a court date. They do not have a court date under Title 42. Now, MPP, that also went away under this administration, but the Supreme Court has ruled that it can stay in place if the administration wants to enforce it. That's not happening. So MPP is all but gone.
Okay.
And so at this juncture, we are looking at Title 42 and then Title 8 as the policies in place.
So the great fear for a lot of people is that if Title 42 goes away, and I know there's been some confusion, and the Biden administration kind of sends mixed signals about what they really want to happen. If Title 42 goes away, you get an influx of people because they know Title 42 has gone away. They know that the detention centers are full, so they know very likely there's a good chance that if they cross that border illegally, get into our country, that they will then be released on their own reconnaissance with an ankle bracelet with a court date in 2 to 5 years.
You're exactly right. And again, the ankle bracelets have kind of simmered out. We haven't seen those as often. So it's usually a cell phone, which isn't attached to you, right? So it is really your own recognizance.
Okay. I can kind of see now the confusion here. There's so many different rules and regulations. All right, Allie, join us.
And the other thing is, The other thing, if I can say really quickly, please, the cartel's controlling all of this. So the cartel is sending the messages, is telling them it's open, because the cartel doesn't make money if the border's closed. They don't, because no one's going to come.
It's fascinating, and it's horrifying, and there's humans involved in the middle of this tug of war, and it's easy to forget that. But it is policies that are confusing that I think are really just driving this. Boy, Allie, I appreciate you breaking that down for us. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Look forward to it. Thank you.